This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of Reformation. They are the home of Providence. And tonight, well, we're connected to the home. Because joining us from Franklin Armory is Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I asked Jay to come on the show. I've actually been asking him a little bit because Jay is not a shy person. Has anybody said that to you, that you're shy?
I try to keep my mouth shut at the right time, but that's not always effective.
I understand. I do that too. But that's beside the point. Now, you exist in a world where there's a bunch of, half of the politicians in the United States are the loudest half, or the loudest part of them. They all seem to want to shut you down, put you out of business or something else. So, politics, you're aware of them, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we tangle with them directly as well when it's appropriate.
So, going into the NRA annual meeting, where you were a vendor, I got to see you there, and I'm the best Franklin Armory patch passer outer they've ever had.
Put you to work.
Yeah, the son comes up, and he brings me some patches, looking at me like, well, would you? I gave away those patches like they were going out of style.
Magnificently.
Yes, I thought so. Plus, I got to meet the young man who is your motocross, or your bike, your motorcycle racer that you sponsor as well, so that was interesting.
Yeah, Andrew Lee, he's a great kid and very talented, incredible rider. I wish I had that talent when I was racing. I was a back marker. I got to watch those guys lap me.
So, okay. So you were in motorcycle. Okay. Now everything makes sense. I was wondering why you were sponsoring a motorcycle. I never thought to say, Jay, did you ride these things?
Yeah. Back in the early 2000s. But we also see that the crossover between the firearms world and the motorcycle world is very strong. The demographics are very well overlapping. So we decided we would try this and see how it works. And I think we're getting pretty good play on it. And anytime you could look at the world, whether it's marketing or producing a new gun, and you can operate in an asymmetrical manner, then you've got a leg up over the other people that are just trying to do the straight ahead, cut through the noise the same old way. It gets more expensive that way.
Yeah. And why not? Plus, it's fun. It sounds like it's fun to me. I think it's fun. So.
Oh, yeah. You should see Laguna Seca at, I can't remember how fast we were going at the end of turn one, but yeah, it's a great way to experience life.
You just continue to surprise me. So, As we were going to the NRA annual meeting, besides being a vendor, I'm sure you were cognizant of the issues afflicting the NRA.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that was looking at social media or paying attention to any of the blogs would, of course, be stumbling across it. It's unfortunate that our dirty laundry was being aired out that way as a as an industry. I assume that I myself, I feel an identity to the NRA. That's my voice in Washington, D.C., as well as NSSF. And whether or not they're always acting on my best behalf or not, that's the number one organization. And when we saw what happened after the bump stock issue, we were thrown under the bus, along with bump stock, Slidefire. But as I told everybody in my sphere, I said, look, if you don't like it, change it. It's still the strongest, oldest organization that is benefiting our rights, and that's we should find a way to improve upon it and make it better instead of trying to splinter. That's what the other side wants. That's what the left wants us to do, is to just, they're anti-gun, I should say, because there are some leftists that do like guns, but not as many. But in any case, they want to splinter our group so then they can dominate by us not having an effective voice. So even though they're not the perfect organization, they're the organization to get things done.
Right. I want to see a healthy one of those, too. I'm a little dismayed at certain indications that I'm getting from them that apparently the it's more important to be in charge than it is for the, at least that's the way it seems with me, more important to be in charge than it is for the organization itself to flourish. But I digress. How did you, what was your thoughts the Monday after the annual meeting with what you heard come out of that?
So what I was looking at is the fact that you've got this Ackerman McQueen organization, the marketing firm.
Right.
And they immediately last year hemmed up Oliver North with a $1 million contract. Now that's what I've seen in the press. I assume it's true. I have to go with that because I haven't seen it controverted. So if they went to the president of the organization in the middle of a lawsuit and he accepted $1 million, he is now conflicted and biased.
Right.
And of course he was the biggest opponent to Wayne LaPierre. And I still think there's a problem with Wayne's management. Obviously I wasn't too happy with what went on with the bump stock ban. I wasn't happy with the carry guard situation because you had, I can't remember the abbreviation of the other company, but they were there at SHOT Show in, what was that, Atlanta, and then were asked to leave
USCCA
without any notice. And poor management, you know. So I think Wayne's been there a long time, and it's probably time to move on. But, you know, obviously Oliver North's accusations and the fact that he left was probably a good thing because he compromised himself. He can't act with integrity then.
No. And I've heard a lot of conjecture, if you will, about why he did that. I'd like to float that across your bow when we get back, because we're coming up with a break now, and I can't even ask you the question. But before we go, Franklin Armory, they, in addition to pushing the edge of the envelope and bringing you high-quality stuff that, you know, otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get it because nobody else makes it. Their regular AR-15s, their regular, all of their regular parts, everything else, every part of these weapons are just simply superb. Simply superb. You can find no better AR-15 out there than is made by them. They are, if they're not the best, they're sharing the stage. So check them out, franklinarmory.com. We'll be right back with my guest, Jay Jacobson. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, that this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Whether you're looking for something special, out of the ordinary, like the binary trigger, or just a very solid AR platform, check them out at franklinarmory.com, not to mention the parts and all the other stuff that they do. And joining me from the palatial estate that is Franklin Armory is the CEO and former motorcycle racer, Jay Jacobson. Is there anything else you've done that I didn't know about that I probably would find very interesting?
I'd have to think about that. Probably not. No, I'm pretty, used to run a trucking company. That's pretty boring compared to what we do now.
Yeah.
Logistics. It's all logistics.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the worst. That's the worst of the worst. But that's beside the point. So, one of the things that the conjecture that was put out there was that when the NRA sued Ackerman McQueen, that's when they decided to send Oliver North after Wayne LaPierre with what I guess what turned out to be that big document dump that came out last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that seem sort of stupid this is your big cash cow? They paid you $42 million that we know of in 2017. They're on to the fact that NRA TV really isn't doing anything for them. But they need this because they're being, hammered by New York State. Was that the best way to go?
I would obviously not. I got to say that there's something with our phone connection. It's breaking up a little bit here. But
I'm sorry.
I think I heard most of that. With Wayne, you got to remember that he's the one that brought in Ackerman McQueen.
Right.
And so now someone soured the punch and they're having this big tiff in front of everybody. But this is Wayne's creation. Ultimately, it's his responsibility to air the dirty laundry, to create a situation where now the AG of New York is looking to really go through everything and expose the organization to that kind of liability. It shows me that they've been trying to keep the board members in the dark. I'm sure there's a lot of well-intended board members. Many of them we've all met, all of us that go to all the shows and know all the people that, whether not just NRA, but at SHOT Show and everything else. So I think most of those people wouldn't stand for that sort of mismanagement if they knew about it. But if you're a board member, it's your job to delve down into it and really get to the nitty gritty. I serve on the California board for the analog to the NRA. It's called the California Rifle Pistol Association.
Right.
It's a fantastic organization. They do a lot of great work, and I don't speak for them as a board member on the radio. I speak as me, Jay Jacobson. But I could tell you, when I go to those board meetings, I see my job is to be the, if you want to look at it as a traffic cop or a referee or whatever, but to drill down and to make sure that everybody working there is doing a solid job and that there's not mismanagement going on. And they should be doing that at the national level too. And if they're not, they need to get on it. It's not just a club to go fly out to wherever the show is that year and have a good time. There's a job to be done there. And if they're not going to do it, then somebody else should be out there doing it.
Do you think they've strayed a little too far beyond the whole Second Amendment advocacy? Should that be their focus?
Certainly that should be their focus, and there's a lot of different ways to get support, a lot of different organizations or let's say market segments that support firearms, and they're not all conservative, and there's a lot of middle-of-the-road folks and even, as I said earlier, folks on the left, that some of them even support guns, not as many. But they should definitely keep it narrowly focused so that it's not watered down. When you go to the NRA, you're going there to support guns. You're not there to support any other event or religion or any other topic, drugs, no drugs, anything else. It just needs to be, this is about firearms. And, being a patriot, obviously, is to support the Second Amendment and the Constitution in general, obviously. But no, we shouldn't be watering that down, because then you lose your base and you lose your constituency to affect support. When they say that the NRA is just this huge lobbying group, well, they may be a very effective lobbying group, or have been in the past, but they also represent how many millions of members now? Is it? I can't. I don't want to say the wrong thing on that radio. I think it was
between five and six.
Yeah,
between five and six, I would say.
That's a good portion of the country. I wish it was more. I wish it was 30, so it was, you know, at least 7% of the country. But, you know, we need to get everybody to stand behind the organization. Of course, when it's being managed poorly like this, then it creates an environment where folks don't want to send their money in. And I would still say, to this day, it's where I'm going to invest my effort, because it's the best organization out there for gun rights. And there are other organizations out there, but I'm not going to water down the value of my donations. I'm going to send it to the NRA or CRPA, which is an analog to the NRA, because I think that's where you need to focus your effort. With there still needs to be some changes within the organization. Wayne's been there. God bless him. He's been there for a long time. It's probably time for him to take that retirement and move on. He's been paid a lot of money to do that, to work there. But it's not easy to get in front of the cameras all the time and have the right words every time, as you could see me stumbling here.
Right.
You know, I would hate to have that job, because that very high pressure to always have the right argument at the top of your fingertips, ready to go. And
right.
When you find somebody that's good for that, then certainly you need to pay them somewhat more than even the average donor, because it's a tough job to be able to be good at, and you can't afford to be wrong.
Heading into the next break, my guest is Jay Jacobson. He is the CEO of Franklin Armory. He is he fights on all fronts, not just on the manufacturing front. He has to fight on the financial front. He has to fight on the Second Amendment front. He has to fight on all fronts. And he is one of the most engaged manufacturers, if not the most engaged manufacturer I've ever met. And I'm very pleased to have him as a segment sponsor on the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is outlining his new immigration reform plan.
We are proposing an immigration plan that puts the jobs, wages, and safety of American workers first.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, the president says he wants to create a fair, modern, and lawful immigration system. The president also took a shot at Democrats.
Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly, lawless chaos.
The Missouri Senate is passing a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation passed in the Republican-led Senate by a 24-10 margin, but still needs another vote in the House of Representatives before it can make it to Governor Mike Parson's desk. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 215 points, the NASDAQ gained 76, and the S&P was up 25. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile, celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Said it before, just not anybody can run that dump. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You're not only supporting a really good company, you're supporting a fighter. And joining me from Franklin Armory is CEO Jay Jacobson. So when you and I first talked, you had been involved in some denial of service by a financial institution. Is that resolved?
So there's been several different institutions that have created issues. The Shopify thing is their history. Anyone in the gun world, avoid Shopify. Ideally, avoid any manufacturer, retailer that's using them because they're anti-gun. They're Canadian. They imposed their will with very little notice. The only thing I'll give them is that after they changed their policies, they recanted and eventually gave a couple of months, maybe 3 months, to find a new provider. We're now with another company that does the web hosting, so you know, when we bring out the next big hit product, that our servers don't go down because we outsource that and have it hosted elsewhere so that it's up and running. And, of course, the credit card processing is done elsewhere so that we never actually see the credit card. Then I don't have to worry about personally being breached and being personally liable for someone else's breach. So, we use BigCommerce now. They're a good company, and there's several other companies that are out there providing decent service. But it was pretty inconvenient. It was a big roadblock back, when was that? I want to say September. And we had to navigate a way around it, but it's unfortunate that that's the way companies go. The moment that happens with some of these high-tech companies, you just do your best to find somewhere else and never use them again and talk bad about them as much as you can.
Do you think, like I've seen some of these companies get out there, is there going to come a time when the gun industry is going to have to create their own financial service?
So I brought this up with Larry Keene at NSSF once. I said we were talking about Google, and they're pretty much when you have environments that are pretty much ubiquitous, like with a Google where nobody goes to Ask Jeeves anymore, right?
Right.
So with a Google, they're so dominant that they effectively become a utility. And that was my argument, that it was an antitrust issue, especially when they're denying the service to certain segments of legal, lawful markets, such as the firearms industry. And his argument in reply at the time was, well, eBay wouldn't allow guns on their auction site, so now we have Gun Broker, and that's great. And so the encouraging thing for anybody listening is if they see something where the industry is being stifled, they should try to put the wherewithal to create a way to serve that need and make money at it. That's the American way. I've always been inspired by our forefathers that made fantastic things. Look at companies like Caterpillar. I had an old D8. It was incredible to start that thing up, and it was like firing up an old dinosaur. But I had respect for those old manufacturers that made things happen, and I wasn't starting out to be a manufacturer until later on. But, you know, with companies that are creating these essentially de facto utilities, I think the Facebooks, the YouTubes, the Googles, they're so dominant that there needs to be some sort of legislation to keep them from maligning everything to the point that they never get a foothold and get traction to be competitive. So it's an unfortunate reality that we're all dealing with, and I think it needs a legislative solution.
I'm waiting to see if Facebook especially. Facebook, the way they kick and deplatform all these other people. It's quite interesting to watch what's coming out because, I mean, Trump's not afraid to take them on. Do you think we'll see them get regulated like a utility? Or
I think we've already started to see congressional inquiries where they brought that argument up finally. I've been arguing this for about, I think it's about 4 or 5 years, and someone else independently thought of it and was pushing it from another end because it wasn't me out there making it happen. But other folks have brought it up with their legislators, and I think we're starting to see that it's so capricious the way Mr. Zuckerberg runs his corporation that it's living in a modern electronic tyranny. I mean, just yesterday we had YouTube all of a sudden demonetize a whole bunch of channels from what I read this morning, that a lot of that recently went on for having lawful commerce in firearms. And I don't think they were – I think they even made it more restrictive than it was previously, but I'm not really an expert with that. But because we don't monetize our videos or anything like that, we're not really caught up into that. But,
right.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of folks that became a very good living. But YouTube has – and I'm thinking that with Facebook it's the same way. Facebook has throttled Facebook across the board. I mean, if you have like a business page or something professional, then you're reaching only 20% of the people that might follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know they have a special animus towards guns because they won't let me boost a post about underwear because of pictures that are on my Facebook page.
And as a firearms manufacturer, they officially will not allow us to advertise. So they're, again, should be treated like a utility. They're so large, they're so dominant that we should have free access just like any other company that's out there advertising. They're obviously changing the political speech and everything else truncating conservative speech, as well as the products. So something needs to happen with that. It is going to require a legislative solution. I don't think the courts could do it on their own. And whatever Congress comes up with, I'm sure the courts will be dealing with as well. But we need to do something about it before our whole society becomes blindly liberal because of social media and the effects that it has on the younger generations, or even, you know, the folks that get wrapped up into it all the time. I don't have time to personally get into Facebook myself because I'm an addictive personality. I like to get things done, and if I get into a game or anything else, I know I'm going to be lost. So with Facebook, I do see the results. We'll post something and it'll get 8,000 views. Well, we have over 100,000 people that follow us. So what happened there? How come it didn't show up in their feed? Again, we're getting throttled. So something needs to happen, and a legislative solution would be the right way to make it go.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. FranklinArmory.com. If you've never tried the binary trigger, you owe it to yourself to get one of those and stick that in one of your long guns and just try that. A well-thought-out, well-put-together piece of equipment that adds to your weapon and at the same time dots the I's and crosses the T's legally due to the diligence of one Mr. J. Jacobson. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. No contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec, it's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Right now, you get to hear from the man who is behind Franklin Armory. Although you would say, and I'm talking about Jay Jacobson, you would probably say, well, you know, Bill, the people that actually build the guns and the engineers that make the guns, they're the ones that are behind that, wouldn't you?
It's a whole team to really bring everything to market. It really is. And we're blessed to have a great team put together from one end to the other. So, yeah, it really does.
You now, are you watching the Democratic side as they try? They're all going to gun control for the most part, and some of them are just they probably didn't take civics when they were in school because they're making claims about what they're going to do to guns, and everybody. The low-hanging fruit for all of these yahoos is the AR-15. And it's not based on any sort of facts or anything, just because it looks military, which, you know. Now, you're a builder of AR-15s. If you were taking, what do you think the best military weapon would be in terms of wounding versus killing? Because I already know the answer to that. I'd like to know what you think about it.
Wounding versus killing.
Yeah.
Huh. Probably something actually lighter than a 5.56. Probably something, well, and at what distance?
Well, see, the whole thing behind this, India recently was thinking about replacing their primary weapon. And their whole thing was, do we want to be able to wound somebody? And then they're looking at the 5.56 platform versus killing somebody where they're looking at something at 308 or above.
So the longer distance, obviously, you want a full rifle cartridge. But honestly, I would say something like the MP7 cartridge, the 4.6.
Right.
It's a pretty fascinating cartridge.
I just sit back and wonder though why they focus so hard on the AR-15 or weapons of that type, semi-automatic weapons of that type, because One, handguns do more than this. Two, if they want, if we got rid of the Democratic strongholds where all the gang activity happens, we'd get rid of half the murders in the United States. Nobody out there is suggesting that. Nobody's saying, well, if we got rid of L.A. and Baltimore and Chicago and, you know, all these.
If we just run the country like Chicago, that'd be wonderful, right? Give me a break.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was born in a suburb of Chicago, and I would never go back. It's just, sorry. Anyways, I apologize to any listeners there, but get out while you still can. At least the state is a beautiful state.
Did you see where Kamala Harris says that she's going to give everybody, she's going to give Congress 100 days, and if they have not enacted her gun control, which is universal background checks and an assault weapon ban, then she's going to executive order that.
Right. So where did she get the rule book for that?
Well, I don't know. That's why I was saying, you know, when I was in the ninth grade, they taught me that you couldn't do that. Presidents can't do that. They can only do an executive order to enforce an existing law or to shore up an existing law. They cannot make a law.
I think the original executive orders were supposed to be like Eisenhower changing the drapes in the White House. It was an executive order. Please get this done. And now it's ended up to be this over-encompassing thing where they're dealing with the deep state bureaucracy we're losing the foundation of the republic by this type of action. I will tie this into the NRA and what's gone on earlier this year with the bump stock ban, which I think over time, that the way they drafted that regulation, it's kind of like dealing with the Miller suit with the NFA. There wasn't anybody that was going to stick around and defend it as because Mr. Cottle with Slidefire decided he was just going to take a check and bail. So there wasn't a corporate interest in maintaining that. And here we are. I know there's other folks that are out there challenging the regulation. I think that whole thing was flawed, and I think it eventually will be overturned. But it is inspiring the lefties out there to use that in the future. And we all saw it coming. We saw that President Trump did this, and that opens up and initiates a whole new process that was going to happen again. And God forbid when the leftist does win again, and I've dealt with Ms. Harris, A.G. Harris in California. It's kind of funny. We've had a couple of interviews where I initiated something, and then she got asked a question based off of that and had no answer. It was totally clueless. Pretty funny. Anyways, I digress. But in any case, she's using the Trump playbook, and as much as Trump has done a great job on a lot of things, I think President Trump has unfortunately opened up Pandora's box, and we better close it.
Do you think there's any chance that she would win the nomination? I don't see it happening, but I would love to know your opinion on that.
I really don't see a strong candidate. The Clintons were so strong that they really overshadowed everybody else or killed them. I guess I can't say that on right.
What, that they overshadowed them or killed them?
I'm joking.
Don't be concerned about that. Don't be concerned about that.
So they were so predominant that you ended up having a whole field of candidates that nowadays are pale in comparison, and they're promoting losers that lost their last race, and then now they're supposed to be president. I don't get it. So we'll see what rises to the top, but I bet you'd be a strong candidate for a vice president position in somebody's presidential campaign. We'll see.
Well, or attorney general, that would be even worse. Good God! Anyway,
on that side of the fence, it's all identity politics. It's not, you know, success. It's not results driven. It's all identity and who could scream the loudest.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just the Republican or the Democrats. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham. And he's the one running around saying everybody should be doing red flag orders. Which irritates me to no end, I'm telling you.
So, where's the due process in that? there's already
That's another thing. That's another thing that Trump said. He said, take the guns first and then go back and do due process later, which, you know, a lot of these guys, they're taking their cues from him, and I think that's sort of a mistake, but we're going to see.
Well, you know, I serve on my search and rescue in San Benito County in California, and I swore an oath not to a group or a sheriff, swore to the Constitution, and that's what we all have to follow. And it takes not just companies willing to put their dollars behind a lawyer to get things done, but it takes the masses to recognize that, to put the Facebook down and the YouTube down long enough to realize that, oh, wait a second, this is a constitutional issue, whether you're talking about the Second Amendment or due process. Voting, how about all, well, I'm going to digress. I shouldn't do that. So anyways, we really need to get back to what the Constitution stands for. And if the left doesn't like the Second Amendment, well, that's why you have the appeals process, right? Or the repeal of the amendments. And you can go process that if you have the votes. The reality is that's a hard thing to do. So they all try to nibble around the edges instead of tackling it straight on. If that's what they thought they had the votes to do, they would do that. And so we need to really not let them undermine us piecemeal. Those that support the Constitution, my opinion, one man's opinion.
Well, I like it. I agree with your opinion, but I want to thank you for joining me on such short notice. He joined me on short notice, and I had to shift him to another hour on top of that. So I will be in touch with you, sir. Thank you very much. And
always a pleasure.
We'll be doing this again soon. FranklinArmory.com. Check them out. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.